Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. C.S. Lewis, in his Christian Reflections called The Problem of Pain, famously stated, "We can ignore pleasure, but pain insists on being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world," so wrote C.S. Lewis. Well, pain is described technically and rather coldly as, quote, "a disruptive feeling often caused by the intrusion of damaging stimuli," end of quote. It may be mental or emotional, as the pain that comes from traumatic experiences, the death of a loved one, or from the multiplied sorrows of life. It may be imaginary, but it feels very real to the one so afflicted. It may be physical, from a painful accident to the multiple pains that can attend aging, or kind of side effects of illnesses, or even from taking certain medicines. But in all cases, pain interferes with our normal functioning and our quality of life. Pain, ultimately, is a reminder that we live in a fallen world, which inevitably will have its toils, its pains, its perplexities, and its sorrows. Our bodies and our world cry out to be delivered from pain, something that will only come after the return of Jesus Christ and is ushering in a new heavens and a new earth. Only then will tears and all mourning and all sorrow and all pain be taken away. That's why we pray, O Lord, haste the day. But until then, like it or not, we live in a world and in bodies marked by aches and pains. Pain is the most common reason for people visiting their doctors. Up to 70% of pains can be relieved by pain relievers or various forms of physical treatment. Most pain is not, thankfully, an indicator of some serious underlying physical condition. But let's never forget that there may be serious underlying physical conditions when you don't feel any particular pain or distress, and that's why you need to be sure that you get your annual physical and all the related tests. But all pain is disruptive, and let's face it, pain of any sort just isn't fun. Well, today on HealthWise, let's take some time to think about the relationship of pain, overall well-being, and nutrition. When your doctor prescribes a medication, you go to the pharmacy, you have the prescription filled, you follow the directions, you pray for relief, and you hope to get it. In other cases, whether advised by a doctor or not, you go to the so-called over-the-counter section to get something that you trust will be useful in addressing your pain. And you might add to that a trip to the surgical medical section for anything from a hot or cold compress to a special chair or a specially designed cushion or cushions for your chair to take away the inflammation or stress points that can give pain to any part of your already overstressed body. But are there things in the nutrition department that can help? Must you jump to an over-the-counter remedy that may have unpleasant side effects, sometimes side effects that are almost as bad as the pain itself? Are there natural pain relievers that can help you feel back to normal? Can vitamins or minerals or supplements, other natural substances, help give you some relief from pain? Well, that's our topic for what is frankly a little thought about subject on how supplements can help with pain relief. That's our topic for this week on HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise, And there in their wide-ranging nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, former physical trainer and now a well-trained, experienced, and thoughtful nutritionist. Today he'll help us with how things you can find in the nutrition department can help you with pain. And you're invited to call the program with your questions or perhaps with some of your own experiences or observations. Call in number 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400 for your live call-in questions. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise. And here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. You can text your questions anytime during the week. We'll pass them on to the appropriate people, 516-367-0391. But for now, hey, welcome to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be back.
Hey, it's good to have you with us, Matt. I'm going to let you give the big picture for us from a nutritionist and former physical trainer. I'm sure as a physical trainer, you dealt with a lot of people with a lot of pain, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, so we're going to let you draw from that wide swath of experience. Somebody comes to you at Cottage Pharmacy, and he or she has regular pain, obviously not very debilitating pain because I got enough strength to come to Cottage Pharmacy, but it's kind of a nagging, recurring, life-disrupting pain somewhere in his or her body. So what do you ask, and how do you try to be of help?
Well, you want to find out where the pain is located, if it's general pain or if it's acute pain. If it's just general pain, that's the whole body, like aches that you would feel if you were sick with the flu.
Yeah, if you had the flu, right, okay. Uh-huh.
Or acute pain, if your knee's bothering you, if you have a, sharp pain or...
Now, when you say acute pain, again, this is not so debilitating that you can't get out or they wouldn't be at Cottage Pharmacy. What do you mean by acute pain?
Small area of the body.
Okay. Headache included in that?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So you're going to isolate it. What next?
I guess you would find out what type of pain it is, if it's a sharp pain, if it's a dull pain, when it occurs, what time of day it occurs. Those are all things that can kind of help you figure out what's going on in the body.
You urge people to keep a journal, Matt?
It's definitely helpful if someone can do that, absolutely.
Yeah, I know on the program on fibromyalgia where there's that kind of general dis-ease.
Right.
That's always recommended. Okay, uh-huh. So what else? What next?
I guess from there, I would start to consider different natural ingredients. Or
do you ask them about their diet and exercise at that point, Matt?
Well, it depends. If I can't really put my finger on what might be wrong, then yes.
Okay, I'll give you a graphic. If somebody comes in, person's clearly obese. Person
right.
says, "Boy, I've got real problems in my knees."
The first recommendation there would be weight loss.
Okay.
For sure. I can tell when I'm a little bit, when I'm carrying more weight around, because usually the first thing that bothers me is my feet and my knees.
Yeah, okay. You sense that when you walk, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I interrupted you. So you talk about now the nutrition angle of things for
right.
pain.
If I have a general idea of what's causing the pain, then I can look at the nutrition, at the diet. I know for me personally, sugar triggers inflammation in my body. If I eat ice cream the next morning, if I eat ice cream before I go to bed the next morning, I feel achy and stiff, and I can't get around as well.
Now, is that because of some kind of lactose intolerance or rejection?
It could be. It could also be just an overabundance of sugar in your system.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So rich meals will do that as well. It might give some general distress in the stomach area.
Sure. Yeah, you're working your body, and it's your body's kind of in distress. It's kind of okay. It's trying to digest.
Okay. So you're asking these diagnostic questions about diet, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm sure you don't just jump to say, "Oh, here's this thing in the nutrition department." You've got to have the big picture.
Right.
Now, at what point, Matt, say, do you say, really, you better go see your doctor, or, hey, right near here is the surgical medical department, or let me introduce you to one of our pharmacists here at Cottage Pharmacy. I mean, what are the trigger points to make those references?
Well, usually chest pain is something you want to see a doctor as quickly as possible. If it's like an aching tightness in your chest, that's when you kind of need a medical perspective on it.
Okay. Are there points at which you refer people to the pharmacist, or do the pharmacists do pretty much just fill prescriptions as given to them?
Well, in the pharmacy, they pretty much fill prescriptions that are given to them. If there's a concern that hasn't been addressed by a doctor and they want something maybe over the counter,
okay,
the pharmacist can recommend over the counter medicine.
Yeah, and you might fill people too. Everyone's familiar with the surgical medical department, although at Cottage Pharmacy and your companion 110 Pharmacy, they have separate areas. Tell people what that is, and what would you refer people? Why would you refer people there?
For back pain, the best way to go is to apply a heating pad. So if someone tells me that their back is stiff or sore, then I would recommend them. I would refer them over to the surgical department for a heating pad.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Excellent. What about? And then I want to get to the nutrition thing. But what are your thoughts on over the counter pain medications, Matt?
I think for me, I use them as a last resort. If I can't sleep, if I can't function, if it's debilitating enough, I'll go to over-the-counter medicines. And if over-the-counter medicine is not helping, then I'll go to the doctor.
Okay. And we're getting into this field, I mean, it's huge, obviously, but what kinds of nutrition things do you think about if you're experiencing this kind of general pain, or even if you're experiencing some acute pain in parts of your body?
Well, I always look at my diet and nutrients that I'm getting. A lot of the times, muscle soreness or muscle stiffness or tight muscles, pain associated with muscle tightness, I'll look to make sure I've been getting enough magnesium in my diet. There are certain nutrients that I look to make sure that, you know, I look back and I say, have I been getting enough of this? Is this maybe, contributing to my pain?
Now, what does the magnesium do? Am I right? Is that something of a muscle relaxant?
It is sort of a muscle relaxant. It's an electrolyte, and it does have a relaxing effect on the muscles and the blood vessels. So it's good for high blood pressure. Magnesium is a great supplement for a lot of things, and unfortunately, most people don't get enough in their diets.
Yeah, now your compatriot Rachel at 110 Pharmacy recommends, magnesium taurate, correct? Am I pronouncing that properly?
Yes.
If you take that before you go to bed at night, apparently that's particularly helpful as you sleep.
Sure.
So are there, this is one of the reasons I phrased the things the way I did it in the monologue, because if I'm right, a lot of the pain we bring on ourselves is just because we are overstressed. I mean, the obvious thing is headaches. So are there nutrition things along with magnesium, perhaps other electrolytes, that are, if I could put it this way, natural relaxants for the body?
Sure. There are certain herbs and nutrients that will help with inflammation. I'd say the main relaxant is magnesium, muscle relaxant. If you're talking about stress and concerns of stress, sometimes if you address the stress, you can lower the pain threshold that way, because stress can actually cause physical pain, and it does.
Yeah, it does. So we've commented on many, many times that many of these things we're dealing with are stress-related. So it's clear someone comes to you, faces taut, they're very high-strung, probably a little bit compulsive. You pick up very quickly that as a nutritionist and as an observer of humanity that this person is overstressed. What do you recommend from the nutrition department?
I'll go to an herb for inflammation, something that will help to reduce pain that way. And I'd also probably go to something to help calm them, chamomile. There's chamomile. There's some Ayurvedic or Indian medicines, Indian herbs that can help calm the mind and help with pain in the body.
A chamomile, you can take that as tea, right?
Sure, you can take it as tea. It's a little bit better to take as an extract in a capsule or a tincture.
Okay.
It's a little more potent.
I remember years ago when I was, one summer, I was working in the Midwest, and the farm family with which I stay, the farming family, that was their routine every night, was to have a big glass of, a big a cup of chamomile tea, which they claimed was something that relaxed them after a busy day. So, all right. Well, this is a fascinating topic. We're dealing today with something you don't think about much. Can supplements, and I'm using that in a general way, something beyond your diet, help you with pain rather than directly going to the pain reliever, which you may do kind of coming in the back door? And our guest is Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. And with that in mind, Matt will be back in 1 minute, but we're going to hear more about Cottage Pharmacy right now. I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. Pastor Bill Shishko here with you on HealthWise, and I should remind you, because many of you listen to this program through sermonaudio.com, if you'd like to order from Cottage Pharmacy or its companion 110 Pharmacy, and there's a number of other pharmacies that are linked to them, you can call the toll-free number 1-800-599-9963, and you can order whatever you'd like, or you can speak with one of their consultants, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get 20% discount if you just mention that you heard the program on WLIE 540 AM. That's your friendly pharmacist via 1-800-599-9963. My guest is Matt Lombardo. We're talking about can supplements help with pain. We have a call from listener Margaret. Margaret,
yes.
Welcome to HealthWise.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome, and what is on Margaret's mind today?
Well, if you I'll pass this on to Matt, or I don't know if you can hear me, but we were traveling at the beginning in January, and we were sitting a lot in the car and getting, you know, sleeping in different places, and, you know, it was a two-week, very, very intense. But I noticed when I got back, my knees were bothering me quite a bit, and I don't know if I had taken, you know, my regular routine of vitamins, but then a few weeks, like 1 week went by, and I started getting back on the glucosamine chondroitin. And really, I think within 3 to 4 days, they began to help me. And I just want to know if that is probably what's helping me, or there are other things that I should be doing to take care of my knees. I do not want to have surgery, so.
I'm sure it's a very common. Thanks very much, Margaret, for the call. Yeah, people traveling, cooped up in a car like a space capsule for a couple of weeks. You've been traveling on airlines, and you come back, you're feeling out of sorts. What kind of counsel do you give, specifically about glucosamine chondroitin?
Well, it seems, you know, when you're traveling and you're driving, there's a lack of movement. you know, for a long period of time, and it's always good to move your body, to exercise, that sort of thing. If it's just kind of a stiff ache, I wouldn't worry too much about surgery right away. Glucosamine chondroitin can definitely benefit you. It's very good for supporting healthy cartilage, which is very important for assisting joints and mobility. So that could definitely be something that's helping her feel better.
And Margaret's questions connect an interesting thing. I wondered myself, how long, Matt, does it take for these supplements to take effect, or does that vary based on the supplement?
It varies based on the supplement and also based on the situation. I would say there are some that work quicker than others. An anti-inflammatory will work faster than a glucosamine and chondroitin would.
I'll give you an example. When you say an anti-inflammatory, there you're talking about a prescription.
Well, not necessarily. Herbs are, turmeric is a very potent for anti-inflammation. Tart cherry is excellent for just everyday aches and pains.
Is that the same as sour cherry?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those fight inflammation, and those will work a little bit quicker than glucosamine chondroitin would, because glucosamine chondroitin it needs time to build up in your body, and your body has to utilize it in a way.
I think Margaret had mentioned, 2 or 3 days or something like that.
Yeah, I think in Margaret's case, it might have been a little bit stiffness, maybe being in a different environment.
Well, also, let's face it, I mean, diet changes when we travel, correct?
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. So, and back on the tart cherries, that's an extract, a pill, in a beverage. You buy the sour or tart cherries in a can or bottle or what?
Tart cherry works best, I think, in a liquid as a drink.
Okay.
Juice. Or you could buy it as an extract, and then you can dilute it in water and drink it. But it's excellent. I know at the end of a long day, I have some general aches and pains, and if I have an 8-ounce glass of tart cherry juice, I feel like I did in the morning. I feel
that is so interesting. In times I've been in the Middle East, that is a very, very common drink. And of course they don't have all the additives in it. And I found that not only refreshing, but also, especially given the demanding missionary schedule, how helpful that was. Thanks very much, Margaret, for that question calling. That's a good one. I'm sure it's on many people's minds. In fact, at some point, we probably should just deal with joint health. But give us some more of the specific herbs and minerals, and even vitamins, Matt. I mean, are vitamins connected with helping with pain as well?
Well, vitamins are essential for all functions in the body. I don't think, there's a direct link between any specific vitamin and pain. But for herbs, I would say definitely there are a few of them that are very effective.
So mention some of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, tart cherry, as I mentioned, is a favorite of mine.
Okay.
Turmeric is another one. Ginger root.
Now, what about these ginger candies, which I know you have available at Cottage Pharmacy?
Well,
happens to be one of my favorite. Those are also good for you, correct?
Ginger is great for a lot of things. I think the candies are used, they taste great, and a lot of people love them just based on that alone. But they're great for digestion. They're great for gas, bloating. Most people take them for digestion. Nausea is a big one.
On our table, we have a container of this. It's sugared ginger, and probably is more sugar than we should want. But it's excellent after
right.
a meal.
Delicious. Okay. Yeah.
What other herbs that come to your mind? What about there? And even I'm thinking about teas and other beverages. I mean, am I right, Matt? You can take things that are soothing. And that may not actually take the pain away, but at least you're not focused on it as much.
Sure. Yeah, there are things that can kind of distract you from it, like topical some topical things, you know, mentholated topical ointments and things that kind of cause a sensation on the skin to kind of take away from the pain below that are soothing.
Yeah, it's very interesting with fibromyalgia, if I remember from my research for that program, that they actually have a local, since you mentioned it before, a localized magnesium spray.
Sure.
Yeah,
yep.
that seems to help.
Yep, that's one of the items that we stock for sure.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, that's good, especially for those suffering from fibromyalgia. And from those of you who may be afflicted with that, that program on HealthWise.
I would challenge anyone with fibromyalgia to try tart cherry juice and see how they feel.
Right,
I definitely would.
It's a tasty note on which to end up.
Yep.
And thanks so much, Matt. Hey, good having you back with us. Thanks to Cottage Pharmacy it's good to have you with us. Thanks to Cottage Pharmacy, where you'll find Matt and many others. They sponsored today's program, and you can visit them. Need to know their address, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. And it is a really delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Just go there once and you'll see what I'm talking about. Do remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies. And that's not just in the nutrition department, but also in the boutique as well. And as I mentioned, surgical medical areas. To be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department, and do tell him that you heard him on HealthWise. There's also the toll-free number for those of you who are listening to HealthWise from a distance and it's a little bit difficult to get to Woodbury, New York. Just call 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced folks can help you with your question. You'll get the 20% discount there, too, with your order. All you got to do is mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God's given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m., another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on the toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.